إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يرغب عن ملة إبراهيم إلا من سفه نفسه ولقد اصطفيناه في الدنيا وإنه في الآخرة لمن الصالحين إذ قال له ربه أسلم قال أسلمت لرب العالمين صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من أصلح ما بينه وبين الله أصلح الله ما بينه وبين الخلق أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام Alhamdulillah, my beloved friends, respected elders and dear brothers. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we make lakh lakh shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the many, many favors that Allah ta'ala has blessed us with. The greatest of all favors is this gift of iman. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. There is none worthy of worship except Allah. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah pa keep us as pakka musulman. Keep us steadfast upon iman. Grant us death, mort upon complete iman. Allah ta'ala resurrect us in the day of qiyamah with complete, perfect and kamil iman. Allahumma thabbitna ala al-iman. Wa amitna ala al-iman. Wa ahshurna yawm al-qiyamati ma'a al-iman. Beloved friends, respected elders and dear brothers, it was just like yesterday when the Imam Sahib gave the lecture and he made the dua, Allahumma barik lana fi rajaba wa sha'ban wa balighna ramadan. Just like yesterday. When the month of Rajab entered, the dua was recited, Allahumma barik lana fi rajaba wa sha'ban wa balighna ramadan. And oh Allah, make us see the month of Ramadan. Rajab came, sha'ban came, Ramadan came. And all these months just passed like that. Shawwal came. And now we are on the 10th of Dhul Qa'dah. Just like that, beloved friends, our life is passing by very, very quickly, very, very swiftly. Every day that passes upon us is a day that we are getting closer and closer and closer to the grave. Today we are here, tomorrow we are gone. This is a reality. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, amongst the advisors of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, talk a lot about this. Every day remind yourself, I need to remind myself, you need to remind yourself, that each and every one of us have been sent down into this world. We have come, we have not come to stay, rather we have come to go. Each and every one of us. And intelligent is that man, intelligent is that person who will prepare for that day in which he will leave this world. That is one of the du'as we are taught to recite. We should try and learn this du'a. Allahumma ja'al khayra ayyamina yawma nalqaka feek. Oh Allah, make the best day of my life that day in which I will meet you. So the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, to a certain extent, our namazes were in order, zikr, du'a, Quran Sharif, etc., etc. But as we start moving away from the month of Ramadan, it's already 1 month, 10 days, so it's the 10th of Zulqa'dah. So we find slowly, slowly, that fervor, that zeal, that enthusiasm, that heat from the month of Ramadan is decreasing. But beloved friends, we have to see each and every one of us, we have to try, we have to cry, and we have to continue. Hatta يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ until the last moments, until Malakul Maut will knock our door. Like how the person says very, very beautifully, زِندَگِي گُزَارُو رمضان کے مہینے کی طرح تو موت آئے گا عید کے چاند کی طرح. زندگی گزارو رمضان کے مہینے کی طرح. That spend your life like how we spend in the month of Ramadan. In obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our namaz was in order, zikr, dua, etc. The command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not being broken. Obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then maut aye God, in the day we will die, it will be just like how we cite the moon of Eid. You know, when you cite the moon, Eid Mubarak, Eidun Mubarakun, Eidun Sa'idun, Taqabbal Allahu Minna. We're making these du'as, we're happy. So just like that, the day a person will leave this world, you will leave this world in a condition that he is smiling, everybody around him is crying. اللهم اجعل خير ايامنا يوم نلقاك فيك. Oh Allah, make the best day of our life that day in which we will meet you. Now, beloved friends, respected elders and your brothers, Allah Ta'ala has sent us down into this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us down into this world for a purpose, for an object. That is, each and every one of us, we become deendar. Allah's commands, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sunnat. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to do, I do. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want me to do, I stay away from. This is the test. Allah ta'ala is going to test each and every one of us. It is one of the surahs that we recite every night. We are taught to recite the surah every night. Surah Tabarakalladhi biyadihi al-mulku. We recite the surah every night. Then you will be saved from the adab of the qabr. This is one of the surahs. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us the surahs of the night. So the second verse, Alladhi khalaqal mawta wal hayata liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu amala. Allah has created life and death. Allah Ta'ala has created death and life. Allah is going to test each and every one of us. أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. That who from amongst you come with the best of actions. So each and every one of us, beloved friends, we are going to be tested. That the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be given preference over everything else. So it is our responsibility, it is our duty to learn this deen and then to practice upon this deen. To become deendar. Now generally, as we are getting closer to the days of Hajj, alhamdulillah, many of the Hujjaj have already left, many are leaving. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala give them Hajj maqbool, Hajj mabroor, Allah ta'ala take us all over and over again to Haramain, Sharifain, Allah ta'ala take us, Allah ta'ala accept us. Beloved friends, respected elders and brothers, generally in the days of Hajj and then Qurbani, the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is discussed. We will hear different lectures, different bayans. But if you study the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam very, very carefully, the different incidents of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam from the time he was a small child, growing up in the house in which idols were manufactured. His father, his uncle, Azar, used to wholesale idols. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ لِأَبِيهِ أَزَرَ أَتَتَّخِذُ أَصْنَامًا آلِيَةً. Ibrahim a.s. is growing up in this home. And this incident is also mentioned in the Quran Majid. Incident of Ibrahim a.s. with regard to the idols. These idols cannot benefit, cannot harm one Allah alone. That is why one of the titles of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is Hanifa, straight path, free from deviation, believing solely and only in the oneness of Allah, Tawheed. In the Ibrahim kana ummatan qanitan lillahi Hanifa. Allah Ta'ala speaks about this in the Quran. So how is it possible that we worship any deity besides one Allah? So this one was one of the great lessons that was learned from the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. That we ascribe no partners whatsoever to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one is we say it verbally that we do not make shirk, we do not ascribe partners to Allah Ta'ala. And likewise, beloved friends, our hearts, our aqeedah, our actions, also has to be in conformance to this. That is why when the Hajis, when they go to Makkah Mukarramah, when in the state of Ihram, then what do we recite? Labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, labbaik, la sharika laka, labbaik. Allah imprisoned, Allah imprisoned. Allahumma labbaik, labbaik, ya Allah imprisoned. La sharika laka, labbaik. O Allah, there is no partners unto you. One Allah, Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. When we slaughter in the Qurban, this Masnoon dua to recite, we should try and learn this dua. We got 1 month now before Qurbani. So one of the du'as that we are taught to recite, إِنِّي وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Indeed, I turn my attention, my rukh, my tawajju to one Allah alone. وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّذِي, the one, that Allah who originated the heavens and the earth, one Allah alone. حَنِيفًا. Yeah, again, the same word is used. Hanifa, the title, one of the titles of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Straight path, free from all deviations, believing solely and only in the oneness of one Allah. Wama ana minal mushrikeen. And again, and I am not from amongst those who ascribe partners unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا من المسلمين. But twice or thrice the same subject matter is discussed in this one dua when we are slaughtering the qurbani animal. لا شريك له. Oh Allah, there is no part. So we mention in the labbaik the same لا شريك له. Labbaik اللهم labbaik labbaik لا شريك. When a person is slaughtering the qurbani animal, yeah, again لا شريك له. And in the end of this dua, وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ, and I'm not from amongst those who ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you have to study the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, there are many incidents that are mentioned in the Quran relating to the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was a young boy. His people are not prepared to listen. The incident of the idols. This is mentioned in the 17 juz of the Quran Majid, how Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam destroys all the idols. And then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is now taken and thrown into the fire. So this incident is mentioned in the Quran. Then the incident with regard to the people, they used to worship the stars, the moon, the sun. فَلَمَّا جَنَّةُ. This incident also is mentioned. فَلَمَّا جَنَّةُ عَلَيْهِ اللَّيْلُ رُؤَى كَوْكَبَا قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي. One night, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam sees the star. The stars. This is my Rabb. By virtue of example, to try and make his people understand. فَلَمَّا أَفَلَ, as soon as the stars vanished, the moon came out. لَا أُحِبُّ الْعَافِلِينَ. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam mentions, I do not like those things. Or how can I worship those things that vanish? فَلَمَّا رَأَى الْقَمَرَ بَازِغًا قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي. Now he sees the moon shining. You know, the 14 full moon. How it looks. How beautiful. He said, no, this is my Rabb. فَلَمَّا أَفَلَ قَالَ لَإِنْ لَمْ يَهْدِنِي رَبِّي لَأَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْقُومِ الضَّالِينَ. Now the sun comes out. The moon vanishes. He says, Malla does not give me hidayat, does not keep me on the straight path, I will be from amongst those that have gone off the track. Amongst the misguided ones. فَلَمَّا رَأَى الشَّمْسَ بَازِغَةً قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي. All this is recorded in the Qur'an Majid. Allah Ta'ala speaks about this. So you and I can understand and take lesson. Tawheed, the oneness of one Allah. That Allah alone, Allah Akbar hai Akbar. Tum kaho Akbar, to bhi Akbar. Tum na kaho Akbar, to bhi Akbar. فَلَمَّا رَأَى الشَّمْسَ بَازِغَةً قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي هَذَا أَكْبَرُ. And now he sees, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam sees the sun, the bright sun. The sun has risen. He said, هَذَا رَبِّي هَذَا أَكْبَرُ. This is my Rabb. This is the greatest. This is the biggest from all three, from the stars, from the moon. This is my Rabb. Now, as soon as the sun sets, Maghrib time, sunset. فَلَمَّا أَفَلَتْ قال إني بريء مما تشركون. Again the same word is used, that I am free from that which you ascribe partners unto Allah Ta'ala, shirk. And immediately after this, Allah Ta'ala mentions, Allah Ta'ala, the ayat appears, إني وجهت, the same dua that we also recite at the beginning of our namaz, إني وجهت وجهي للذي فطر السماوات والأرض حنيفا وما أنا من المشركين, before we start our namaz, and we read. So this, Allah Ta'ala mentions immediately, Allah Ta'ala brings this ayat immediately after this incident. So the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the tawheed, and another great lesson learned from all the incidents of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, was taslim. Taslim means submission to the commands of Allah. That no order of Allah, no command of Allah must break. Allah ke kisi hukam na toote. To submit. So this word also, that is why we are called Musalman, Muslims. What is a Muslim? Muslim is that person who submits wholeheartedly to the commands of Allah and His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You don't ask if and why, just do and die. This is the command of Allah. Cannot question the command of Allah. Allah wants me to do this, no questions asked. Another great lesson. When Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, now he's instructed that, oh Ibrahim, go leave your wife and your little child, small baby, في واد غير ذي زرع عند بيتك المحرم ربنا, not like the Makkah of today, in a valley. There was no sign of life whatsoever, no vegetation, no crops whatsoever. عند بيتك المحرم ربنا ليقيم الصلاة. At that time, Allah Ta'ala instructed Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. Outwardly it looks, it's like a suicide. I mean, leaving them in a place where there is no life whatsoever. How are they going to survive? But this is the command of Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam now leaves Mahajir radiallahu ta'ala anha and Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam at this place, Makkah Mukarramah. And now he leaves them and he begins to move on. Mahajir radiallahu ta'ala anha runs behind him, oh Ibrahim, how is it, why is it you're leaving us here over and over? And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam silent, not saying anything. And then she realized, Allahu Akbar, is this the command of Allah? Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam replies in affirmative. إِذَنْ لَيُّضَيِّعَنَ اللَّهِ, then my Allah will never destroy us. Then Allah will never destroy us when we will be subservient to the command of Allah. Submission, total submission to the command of Allah. And we all know the incident now regarding Zamzam, etc. But this, the lesson learned behind this is submission. Then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is now instructed, take your child and slaughter your child. That is why, Purbani time, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, asked the Nabi, ma hadhi al-adahi ya Rasulullah? 1 month's time is Qurbani. So what is this Qurbani all about? What is this sacrificing of animals all about? Qala sunnatu abikum Ibrahim. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, this is the sunnah of your forefather Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. So that sabak can be repeated over and over again of submission to the command of Allah. That Allah ke kisi hukam na toote. Inni ara fil manam anni azbahuka fanzur maza tara. Qala ya abati fa'al ma tu'mar. I say in a dream, oh my beloved child, ya bunay, oh my beloved child, see that I am slaughtering you. What do you have to say about it? قَالَ يَا أَبَتِ فَعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ. Oh my beloved father, you do as you have been commanded. This is the command of Allah. سَتَجِدُنِي إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهِ مِنَ الصَّابِرِ. Inshallah, you will find me from amongst those that are patient. And Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا. Then when both of them submitted, the same word is used, Islam. When both of them submitted to the command of Allah. So this is the great lesson learned from the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Now beloved friends, respected elders and your brothers, I mentioned in the beginning, Allah's world. Allah Ta'ala has sent us down with this deen. And it's our responsibility, each and every one of us, that we become deendar. 100% deen, we make an effort to bring it into our lives. This entire deen that Allah Ta'ala has given us is an amanat. Is a trust from the side of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala is going to question us. Allah Ta'ala is going to question each and every one of us. Did you bring deen in totality into your life or not? The deendari. Now, beloved friends, one of the ways to discharge this trust and bring deendari into our lives to become 100% practicing Muslims, one of the ways is that we listen to the talks of deen. We learn about our deen. And when we listen to the talks of deen, the ulama explain, we listen with the ears of the heart. We listen with the ears of the heart. And it doesn't stop there. Then, thereafter, a person will bring into good action whatever he has heard. Today, beloved friends, all of us, we know there's an explosion of information. So much of every day on the phone you'll get this hadith, and there's so much of lectures, so much of bayans. But why is it such that there's no change coming into my life? We find the old people, our grandparents, etc., they may not have had so much of knowledge, so much of the ilm that we have today. But whatever little they had, beloved friends, they were practicing Muslims. Thursday night is a big night. The danas were out. Durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those people that had the shaitan box in the house, that also will be covered. The loban will be burnt. It's a Mubarak day. The day of Jumu'ah, we'll find the man is coming early to the masjid. They didn't have a lot of ilm, but whatever little they had, they were practicing Muslims. 100% beloved friends, they had this deendari. So each and every one of us, beloved friends, one of the things that you and I need to do is that when we listen to the talks of deen, this is one of the ways of discharging this trust, that we listen. Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran and Majid that they are glad tiding for such people. فَبَشِّرْ عِبَادَ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلِ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَاهُمُ اللَّهِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is instructed, O my beloved Nabi, give glad tidings to those servants of mine who will listen attentively with the ears of the heart. And thereafter they bring into good action whatever they have heard. So a person knows that I read 5 times namaz, Allah Ta'ala will make my rozi easy, Allah Ta'ala will give me jannat, Allah Ta'ala. Person knows in his business, I cannot deceive, I cannot cheat. Mu'amalat, with his wife, with his children, his akhlaq, his character, etc. Allah Ta'ala says when a person will act accordingly, that he listens attentively, and then he practices. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَاهُمُ اللَّهِ. Such people are upon hidayat. They are rightly guided. Those are the intelligent ones. Now, beloved friends, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought this deen. And when we will adopt this deen into our lives, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ بِالْحَقِّ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا. O my beloved Nabi, we have sent you with the haqq, with the 100% truth, that this deen, which is absolute truth, بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا, as a giver of glad tidings, as a bashir, and as a nadir, as a warner. Now, ulama explained to us that these are just not titles of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, rather these also have effects. Now, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam brought this deen. See, this we are branching off from the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the command of Allah Ta'ala, total submission. This deendari will come into our lives. So, beloved friends, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam brought this deen. The people of Madinah Munawwara accepted it wholeheartedly. What happened? Allah Ta'ala changed their condition. They were living in a very, very difficult situation. There was war among the people of Madinah Munawwara. Before Islam, Madinah Munawwara was called Yathrib. Yathrib. It's also mentioned in the Quran and Majid. The Aws and Khazraj tribe. There was a lot of war. But they accepted the Nabi of Allah. They brought deendari. They listened and they heard with the ears of the heart. They brought it into good action. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to them. They accepted. Allah Ta'ala says to this people of Madinah Munawwara, the Ansar of Madinah Munawwara, وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَاءً فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ. That you remember the favor of Allah upon you when you were bitter enemies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا. Allah Ta'ala united y'all and made y'all like brothers.
Why? Because of the ni'mat of deen. You became deendar, you accepted the Nabi of Allah. Now what happened? They became like brothers. War stopped. Likewise, beloved friends, in Medina Munawwara, there was a problem of water. Shortage of water. The Jews that were present, that were they were charging exorbitant amounts of money for water, which is a basic necessity. We all know recently, you know, water cuts, how difficult it is. Yeah, drinking water. Osman radiallahu ta'ala now purchases the well and he hands it over to the Nabi of Allah. What happens? The problem of water is sorted out. And then, beloved friends, the atmosphere, the air, the hawa, the air in Medina Munawwara was not conducive before the Nabi of Allah came. Great, great Sahaba, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, were crying, heavy fever, bukhar. The air was not conducive. What happens? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the hadith appears in Bukhari Sharif. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam says that, I saw imra'atan sawda, thairatan ra's, it's a very, very ugly looking woman, disheveled hair, leaving Medina Munawwara and going to a place called Juhfa. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam says, fa'awwaltu anna waba' al-Madina qad nuqilat. That this bad air or this bad atmosphere, this which is not conducive, that has been taken away from here, has been moved to a place called Juhfa. The Jews were residing there. And now this also got sorted out. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now becomes a Bashir, a giver of glad tidings. The effects of this, in this world, Allah ta'ala showed them good conditions for the people of Medina Munawwara, those who accepted. Then on the other hand, the kuffar of Makkah Mukarramah, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was from them, the Quraysh, they rejected. Then what happened? أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ بَدَّلُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ كُفْرًا. Allah Ta'ala says, don't you see those people who, instead of being grateful, were ungrateful. When Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sent to them, from among them, and they were not prepared to accept. Then Allah, that day came, 70 of the great leaders, occasion of Badr, were killed. And their halat and condition became very difficult. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam became a nadir for such. This very same principle, beloved friends, today also, time has run out, 1 or 2 minutes and we'll terminate. This very same principle, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will either be a bashir for us. The effects of this will be seen in our life when we will accept the commands of Allah and His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the deendari, the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the lesson behind that, submission, that Allah's command does not break. Starting with my 5 times namaz, starting with my 5 times daily salah, beloved friends, that there's no compromise whatsoever. Each and every one of us, let us make intention, inshallah, from today, 5 waqt. Allah Ta'ala, mashallah, has given us such a beautiful masjid. Let us make qadr of this. Let us appreciate this. 5 times namaz, myself, and likewise at home, there must not be one bare namazi. At home also. Then inshallah, Allah Ta'ala, halat and conditions will change. Beloved friends, we all know what is the condition of the Mumin Ummat. In Philistine, Palestine, Gaza, what is happening, beloved friends? What must be happening to the beloved heart of the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when the akhbar, when the ahwal, when the conditions are placed before him in Medina Munawwara? So beloved friends, when we will change, and we will bring this positive change, and accept the commands of Allah and His Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wholeheartedly, Allah's command must be given preference over everything. Our 5 times daily salah, accordingly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change conditions. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam will become a bashir for us. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala inspire us with the reality. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.